In July 2007, Governor Charlie Crist signed three executive orders with the intent of plotting a new direction for Florida's energy future. One called on the state's utility regulators to require that a percentage of Florida's energy be generated from renewable sources. A draft study was released this week examining the technical potential and costs of renewable energy in the state. George Kavros, an attorney for the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, said the report focused on two things.
Number one, the technical potential for renewable energy in Florida. In other words, what's the maximum extent of renewable energy that we can have in Florida if cost was not a consideration? And that includes solar energy, biomass resources, landfill gas, ocean energy, those types of things. And then the second part of the report looks at cost considerations. It runs certain scenarios, economic scenarios, based on certain assumptions and comes to certain conclusions about which renewable resources are more affordable than others and how much of it we can we can afford in the short term and up to 2020.
Public utilities are regulated by the Florida Public Service Commission, or PSC. Governor Crist has called on them to require utilities to generate 20% of the state's electricity from renewable energy sources by 2020. The PSC, along with the Governor's Energy Office and Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, hired Navigant Consulting to produce the Florida Renewable Energy Potential Assessment. According to Navigant's 269-page report, solar, photovoltaic, solid biomass, and offshore wind provide most of Florida's renewable energy technical potential. Kavros agrees.
Generally understood that solar energy and biomass have the most immediate opportunity in Florida. Florida also has extensive farmland and forest and creates quite a lot of agricultural waste. We expect that biomass will play an immediate role in Florida's renewable energy future as well. And in the longer term, there's some very encouraging projects going on looking at ocean energy, tapping the Gulf Stream for energy, and also other projects having to deal with landfill gas, anaerobic digestion, and other biomass-type projects.
The report also says offshore wind has a large technical potential in the state, but the contribution from onshore wind farms in Florida is not expected to be important. The report concluded that by 2020, between 1.8 and 18 gigawatts of renewable energy capacity could be installed in Florida, which would generate between 15,000 and 61,000 gigawatt hours of renewable energy, or up to 27% of the state's needs. Eric Draper is the deputy director of Audubon of Florida.
It definitely found that it would be viable. Florida could replace as much as a quarter of its energy sources with solar in the future. The problem with the report is that suggested that would it be expensive to do that.
The study projects that by 2020, nuclear energy will cost 12.97 cents per kilowatt hour. Under the most favorable scenario, solar photovoltaic will cost about the same, 13.79 cents per kilowatt hour. Solar will be more expensive under the less favorable scenarios. Draper said this is the first clear data that renewable energy is an affordable alternative to fossil fuels and nuclear as a source of energy for the future.
Up until this point, we have lost the debate in front of the Public Service Commission to nuclear power, and that is that the proponents of nuclear power have been able to say that this will be the long-term solution as an alternative to burning coal and natural gas. I think the study is actually going to give us the evidence that we need to be able to carry the case forward that, in fact, renewable energy is an affordable energy source for the future.
WMNF attempted to speak with Navigant about the report, but they referred us to the Public Service Commission. The only people in the PSC or the Governor's Energy Office who had read the report were unavailable for comment on Wednesday. The scenarios outlined in the report differed depending on how many incentives are set aside for producing renewable energy.
It's our hope that with the right kind of investment and stimulation of the market by the Public Service Commission, that we will have the prices come down on the installation of solar energy and that the price will levelize at a rate that compares favorably to nuclear energy.
The Southern Alliance for Clean Energy's George Kavros said that Florida is likely to use an incentive called a renewable energy credit or certificate.
A renewable energy credit represents the renewable attribute of the energy created. So, for instance, if a solar producer is creating solar energy through a solar photovoltaic panel, that solar producer is eligible for two things. Number one, they can sell their energy to the transmission grid and get paid for that. But number two, there's also a value in producing, for instance, emission-free energy, and that's recognized through this renewable energy credit. And what the producer can actually do is, for every megawatt of energy they produce, they receive a renewable energy credit, which they can hold or which they can sell for value.
Kavro said that the cost of renewable energies would have fared even better against traditional polluting energy sources like nuclear if billions of dollars in government incentives for nuclear had been taken into account.
Their loans are guaranteed by the federal government. Solar providers, for instance, don't have that guarantee. They are afforded liability protection from the federal government. Certainly no other no renewable resources offer that kind of protection. And they're also granted early cost recovery in Florida, which means it can recover the cost of their plants prior to the plants actually being up and operating. So those are huge incentives which are not afforded to renewable energy providers, say for solar. So that puts conventional energy like nuclear power and renewable energy like solar at a distinct, unlevel playing field. And we hope that through this renewable portfolio process that solar and nuclear will be on a level playing field.